T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello and welcome to the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. It's April 16th. I'm Brian Balansky. On today's show, Rudy is heading to UCLA, and an e-bike lending library rolls into Leimert Park. But first, gunfire shatters the night in a quiet Newport Beach neighborhood. Pete DeMatrio reports a failed home invasion robbery leaves one suspect wounded and one dead by his own hand, and police are asking a lot of questions.
When police got to the home in the Pelican Hill section of the city, they found a man sprawled in the street with a gun nearby. He'd been hit several times by 9mm bullets. After a check of the family inside the home, police found a second suspect in shrubbery nearby, dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. Sergeant Steve Oberon with the Newport Beach Police said investigators are now confirming this was not a random crime and neighbors should not be worried.
There is no threat to the community. This is a targeted incident. There is a connection. And I want to ensure the members of the community of Newport Beach that the city is safe. And we will continue to do everything we can to ensure the safety of Newport Beach residents and community members.
Investigators are hoping the wounded suspect will be able to be interrogated after some degree of hospital treatment so they can figure out if this family might be subject to future attacks. In Newport Beach, I'm Pete DeMatrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A community group in South L.A. is calling for the city to greenlight an emergency task force after a rise in deadly shootings. Emily Valdez reports.
Here at the corner of 108th Street and Western Avenue in South L.A., there's candles, and you can see the blood stain, the medical gloves left from what happened here Monday afternoon. The Sheriff's Department says there was a series of fights, possibly over at George Washington High School right down the street. Those fights ended up here at the bus stop right in front of a 7-Eleven. A lot of young people, teenagers around. Somebody pulled out a gun and shot a teenage boy. He did not survive.
Not only do we have a real problem with violence, and of course in this case shooting and a slaying, but also we have so many young people involved in it, either actively engaged or not.
Earl Ofari Hutchinson is president of the Los Angeles Urban Policy Roundtable.
So it's really incumbent upon now the community to step forward. See, it's not just a law enforcement issue. I've always said we made the call, get the killers off the street. But you got to get the killers in the classroom, in jobs, in education, training.
As for this shooting, sheriff's deputies say they do have a person of interest in custody. In South L.A., I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
L.A. Mayor Karen Bass delivered her State of the City address last night, and crime was among her top issues.
My number one job, period, is to keep Angeleno safe. And that's what we will do, and that's what we will do together.
A big part of her plan involves the LAPD, which shrank below 9,000 officers recently. That's the lowest number in a generation.
We forged a new contract specifically designed to reduce the downward trend in officers. As a result, we're attracting record numbers of applicants to the police academy, and my budget for next year maintains our LAPD staffing goals.
The mayor also touted the success of her Inside Safe program to bring more homeless people off the streets, and she noted the number of homicides and violent crimes dropped in Los Angeles last year. Do you have a question about safety in L.A.? We're asking Mayor Bass about that, when she takes the stage at KNX News tonight for her first broadcast town hall. It starts at 7 p.m. If you have any questions for her, go to knxnews.com to share it with us. If you missed the live town hall, you can hear it at knxnews.com. E-bikes were flying out the door in Leimert Park because you could rent them for free for a month to give them a spin. It's all part of a pilot program to encourage people to try another way to get around town, a cleaner way. John Baird has the details.
They're calling it an e-bike lending library where people can rent out a brand spanking new bright orange e-bike for free for a month. It is funded by the California Air Resources Board in conjunction with the L.A. Department of Transportation and the Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator, or LACI.
We want to give people the opportunity to not only drive their personal cars, ride public transit, but also be a part of the e-bike revolution.
There will be a total of 250 e-bikes available across seven different locations here in South LA, where residents can pick them up.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's awesome that it's come to South Central. I think it's a really great program for the community.
Of course, if you've never ridden an e-bike before, you need to learn a few things first. And so those renting on day one got a chance to take a little training ride.
You have a group of people riding together safely.
Officials say a similar pilot program in Watts, Compton, and Willowbrook proved so popular that there's now a waiting list to climb aboard a bike. I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The actor best known for Rudy and the Lord of the Rings trilogy will be the keynote speaker at UCLA's commencement ceremonies. A UCLA dean says Sean Astin has inspired millions through his acting career and exemplifies those values by supporting the Actors Union strike and advocating for mental health. He started a foundation after his mother, Patty Duke, died. She was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Astin will speak at ceremonies at 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., June 14th at Pauley Pavilion. That's the LA Local for April 16th. So what did you think? Fire feedback over to LALocal@knxnews.com. And give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. I'm told that helps. If you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow. In the meantime, tune into KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates. I promise we'll be on the air. We are sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Search their inventory, all 14 dealerships, at lacarguy.com. I'm Brian Bielanski. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.